What would change if you stopped thinking of overwhelm as a burden, but instead thought of it as a gift, as an opportunity, as a sign of incredible abundance? Shifting your thinking in this way can be hugely impactful. Now, to help you make that shift and help you to really truly get over with and deal with your overwhelm, I have a 4-step process to share with you. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of 5 to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Hello, my friends. How are you?
No.
Really? I mean, how are you? How are you handling everything? Work, the kids, school, the house, the appointments, the activity, the bills, the cleaning, the cooking, just all of it. How are you doing it all? If you're struggling, if it's a hard time right now, can we just normalize that it's okay to not be okay? It's okay to be overwhelmed. For me, I am feeling the overwhelm right now. It has been rough. Now, maybe you're thinking, wait a minute, doesn't she actually coach moms on their overwhelm? Why is she overwhelmed then? And the answer to that question, my dear, is because I am a human. I am a human with a human brain, having a human experience, and sometimes, apparently a lot lately, that includes overwhelm. I feel like I manage my overwhelm pretty well in most cases. But that doesn't mean that it's not there. And for me right now, with all the sicknesses that we have had rolling through our household this fall, it has been a scramble almost every week. There's a part of me that feels like I am behind in every possible single area of my life. All the sickness, all the chaos is just a circumstance. It's something that's happening in the community around me and in my own world too. And that's all it is. It's easy when there's a lot of chaos and a loss of routine and a lot happening that we don't have control over to feel lost in the overwhelm, to feel stuck in the muck that is overwhelm. And that's our topic for today, how to get over the overwhelm. Today, I'm going to share with you a new way to think about overwhelm and a 4-step process for overcoming your overwhelm. Before we do that, though, I want to let you know about 2 opportunities to work with me. Work with me directly, not just by listening to this really awesome podcast that I do for you each week. The first is one-on-one coaching. So if this podcast resonates with you, and if you want to take the work deeper, and if you want support on your own individual goals and accountability around them, then I want you to know that you can get on my wait list for coaching, one-on-one coaching, that is. So one-on-one coaching is one way that you can work with me. The other way to work with me is via a group mental fitness coaching. So mental fitness is your mental resiliency. It's your ability to handle anything that life throws at you and to do so from a place of calm, focused energy and compassion and curiosity instead of from a negative place of fear, insecurity, shame, guilt, or overwhelm. So in this program, I teach you specific tools and strategies to build your mental resiliency. And we use a powerful app. It's based on a lot of research. We use daily exercises and then weekly group coaching calls. Now, if that sounds like something that you might be interested in, you can definitely head over to my website to learn more and then get on the wait list to find out when it's going to open again. Because every time I offer this program, whether it's as a bonus to my one-on-one coaching or as a group program, it has sold out in a matter of days. If you want to learn more about one-on-one coaching or this group mental fitness program, or anything else that I offer, you should definitely head out to my website, momfirstcoaching.com, where you'll get answers to all this and much more. So again, that's momfirstcoaching.com. Now, lastly, before we jump into today's content on overwhelm, I want you to know that if you are loving this podcast, you can totally help me to spread the word by going to your favorite podcast app and leaving a rating and review. If you leave me a rating and review, I might just thank you by reading it out on the air. So, for instance, Two Blessed Mom wrote about Mom First. It's really a breath of fresh air. Jen is an example of, if you can do it, then so can I. So thank you so much for that very lovely review. And it just warms my heart because truly that is what this podcast is all about. I want to be an example to others about what is possible, both for myself and for them, because I know that when moms drop into a place where they are really truly getting over their shame and their guilt and their insecurity and their overwhelm, and instead leading by example with joy, I know that when that happens, anything is possible. Anything, my friends. And I want that for you. I want that for your kids. I want your kids to see that. Can you imagine what that would be like? And so I hope that you will listen to this podcast and that you'll head on over and drop me a rating and review and help me spread the word. All right, now let's turn to overwhelm, shall we? I have to share with you that I woke up today in quite the state of overwhelm. It felt like, on the one hand, I couldn't get out of bed. And on the other hand, that if I hadn't gotten out of bed 20 minutes ago, like nothing would go right. So I was definitely spinning in like overwhelm and anxiety and fear and insecurity. And I always know when I'm in overwhelm because in those instances, I don't know what to do first, but I know that I can't just sit there. So it shows up for me as tension in my shoulders and jaw. I tend to grind my teeth a lot when I'm feeling overwhelmed. I have a hard time finishing a sentence. What about you? How does overwhelm show up for you? What does it look like for you? When does it show up? Do you notice a pattern? What are your strategies right now for dealing with overwhelm? Do you make a list? Yeah, me too. I totally do that. I make a list of all the things I have to do. And does it help? Maybe to the extent that it gets it out of my head and down on paper. But beyond that, it doesn't really help. I definitely don't feel that much better. How else can you deal with your overwhelm? Maybe through distraction. Do you distract yourself from the feeling? Maybe with food or alcohol or unlimited Netflix. My daughter and I have been watching The Great British Bake Off, and all I can think about when I am watching that show with her lately is how much I want to eat all of those things that those bakers are making. All of them, every single one, even if I'm not hungry. For me, when I'm overwhelmed, my go-to response, if I'm not careful, if I'm not checked in and tuned into my feelings, is to try to distract myself. And in the past, I did that with food, for sure. So I would try to push away the overwhelm with food. And it was only in my like late 30s and I'm in my early 40s now when I really started to see what I was doing when it came to overwhelm. So sometimes when people feel overwhelmed, they don't just distract, but they also just completely check out. They literally hide under the covers in some circumstances. They watch Netflix for like 8 hours straight. Now, the problem with showing up to overwhelm in that way is that it ultimately just gets you more overwhelm. So let me explain a little bit more about what I mean. I don't have a problem with anyone who wants to like hang out and watch Netflix, as long as that's what they actually want to do. But a lot of times what happens is, let's say I get home from work and I am feeling super overwhelmed. I don't want to deal with the feelings of the overwhelm, and so I distract myself. And this starts before I even get home, because I pick up some takeout. I maybe stop at the grocery store, grab some chips. And the minute I get home, I change into some comfy clothes. And my kids and I, we park our butts right on the couch. The result that I get when I overeat on junk food or spend a lot of time watching TV is that my kids are cranky because they don't do well with that much TV. None of us sleep well, so we're all frustrated from that. We haven't eaten healthy in a way that serves and nourishes our bodies. And so when we wake up in the morning, we kind of feel like a little groggy and hungover from all the salt or junk. And then nothing that I actually want or need to do actually got done. And so the next day when we wake up in a worse state. And so instead of dealing with the things that are causing my overwhelm, I've actually 10x'd my overwhelm. And I am here today, my friends, to tell you that there is a much better way. And that's what I want to share with you today. Overwhelm is defined as being buried or drowning beneath a mass. It's giving too much. It's being inundated. It's the weight of expectations, the weight of the to-do list, the weight of the mental load. It's all the shoulds, coulds, and woulds. And you know what else it is? It's all of the FOMO. It's all of that fear of missing out. It's all the fear that we are missing out on something. It's all the fear that our kids are missing out on something. It is no wonder that so many moms are in a chronic state of overwhelm. Think of everything that is on our plate. But guess what else overwhelm is? Overwhelm is choice. It's opportunity. Impossibility. Overwhelm is only possible when there is an abundance of options. The reason that you are feeling overwhelm is because there are so many things you could or should do. There are so many options and opportunities. It's a gift. It's a sign of abundance. It's an opportunity for you to get a handle on and figure out what it is exactly that you want and to align your actions then with your values. What would change if you stopped thinking of overwhelm as a burden, but instead thought of it as a gift, as an opportunity, as a sign of incredible abundance? Shifting your thinking in this way can be hugely impactful. Now, to help you make that shift and help you to really truly get over with and deal with your overwhelm, I have a 4-step process to share with you. It's really easy to remember because I use 4 words to describe it. So here are those 4 words. Gratitude first, what fun. That's it. 4 quick words to help you remember this 4-step process. Gratitude first, what fun. Each word stands for a different part of the process. First, gratitude. Think about what's overwhelming you. Think of all the circumstances that there are, and then consider what your life would be like if those were just gone. Not just the circumstance that's kind of annoying, but the whole thing. What would it be like if that was gone? Consider whether there is any reason for why you might actually be grateful that that circumstance is there. So if you're feeling overwhelmed at work, what projects or what parts of work do you actually feel grateful for? If you're overwhelmed by all the kid activities that your family is involved in, what is it that you're grateful for about those activities? If your house is a mess and the laundry is not folded, then where can you find some space for gratitude there too? The key with this exercise is to not gaslight yourself and to not do any kind of like toxic positivity, but really to instead think about it in the sense of like, well, what is it that I am actually grateful for out of this kind of a circumstance? To look for an added perspective, if you will. What I really don't want you to do is like guilt trip yourself in any way or beat yourself up, but really instead to look for that perspective where you can summon some gratitude for the different circumstances that you're finding to be overwhelming. So that's the first step in the process, gratitude. The second word in our process is first. So when it comes to those things that are overwhelming you, think about what actually needs to come first. What's the priority in that moment? Oftentimes, the feeling of overwhelm can actually be a signal to you that something is kind of out of alignment with your values. And in this way, overwhelm is actually kind of helpful. I notice for me, for instance, that I tend to drop into a space of overwhelm when I haven't had as much time as I want with one of my kids or with my family overall. Family and time spent with them is such a strong value for me. And so if I'm not having the time that I really truly want with them, if that's the case, then I tend to fall into a space of overwhelm. Oftentimes for me, overwhelm is a signal in that regard that I am not really fully aligned or as aligned as I want to be with that value of family and quality time. So I ask myself, hey, did we have family dinner together last night? Or when was the last time we did that all together and all really truly sat down and had a conversation at the dinner table? Or I ask myself, when was the last time I read to one of my kids? When was the last time I had a special date with one of them? Just recognizing that that overwhelm is there often for me helps me to remember, hey, I'm a mom first. And for me, if I haven't had the chance to be the mom I want to be that day or that week, then I need to make time and space for that. And that is what overwhelm is telling me. What is your overwhelm telling you? The third step in the process is what. What I mean by what's is what's happening around you. So when you are in that space of overwhelm, look at what is happening around you in that very present moment. When I am overwhelmed, I often feel like I'm not even like in my body. It feels like I'm in my head or out above my head, like I'm just not even really present. So find a way to get and stay focused on the present moment. Find a way to get back into your body in that way. Maybe you do that just simply by looking around you and really noticing everything that is around you. Maybe it's really getting a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of tea and holding it and sitting still and holding it in your hands and really feeling the heat of that drink, maybe smelling the aroma of it and just being present with that for a moment. Maybe it's getting physical, right? So going for a run or swimming. When I am swimming, all I can do is be focused and present in that particular moment. Maybe it's meditation, if that works for you. And then the last piece in our forward process is fun. Do something that's going to spark some joy. This isn't like your self-care, okay, like doing some journaling or getting a massage or having some downtime or having a bath. This is something that is going to feel spontaneous and silly. Maybe it's something really like being goofy and playing and being silly with your toddler. Maybe it's taking a tween out for coffee and ordering with a fake British accent. Maybe it's like blasting some really ridiculous music and having like kind of like an impromptu dance party. Try something that you would have loved to have done as a kid, for example, but you never tried out of a fear of embarrassment. So in my hometown, there are some like dance offerings that are being offered where you can like just like drop in and just like do free dance with other humans. Think of something like that. The sillier and the funner, the better. This is fun just for the sake of fun. So there you go. That is my paradigm shifting way for tackling overwhelm, for overcoming your overwhelm finally, using that phrase and those four steps, gratitude first, what fun. Notice how nowhere in this process did I actually have you sit down and make a list of everything that's overwhelming you. Nowhere in this process did I tell you you have to do five things on your list every day so that you would get over overwhelm. Your to-do list is not what is causing your overwhelm. What is causing your overwhelm is the way you're thinking about it. So if you can shift how you're thinking about it and make some space for fun instead, you're going to be much better positioned to take on everything on your to-do list, and you're going to take it on from a place of contentment and joy and calm instead of frenzy and insecurity and fear and guilt and shame and all those other negative emotions. This is not easy work. This is a little bit hard, and it does sometimes feel a little bit vulnerable, but this is the kind of work that changes our lives and makes our lives better and leads us to a life of joy where we are setting an example for our kids. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.